Tiger!
Order, order. It's Parliament's job to keep a close eye on how the government spends our money, and that's the purpose of the annual debate on the Appropriation Financial Review Bill. There's only one debate on this bill that's held with the House sitting as a committee and is set down to last for 4 hours. It must be held before the last day in March, according to Standing Order 338.5, and with the House set to adjourn next week, not to return until Tuesday, April the 5th, and with a Members' Day this Wednesday and the government keen to get its Marine and Coastal Area Bill passed before the adjournment on Thursday, the financial review debate had to be the first item of business after question time on Tuesday. Chairing the debate, Assistant Speaker Rick Barker.
Members, the House is in committee on the Appropriation 2009/10 Financial Review Bill. Financial review debate is the committee stage of the Appropriation Financial Review Bill.
Mr. Barker explained that the debate would comprise two distinct parts.
The first is the debate on the annual financial statements of the government as reported on by the Finance and Expenditure Committee. Once this has concluded, the committee debates individual financial reviews of departments, offices of Parliament and non-departmental appropriations as reported by the Select Committee. The debate on the government's financial position may be a fairly wide-ranging one, but the debates on individual financial reviews of departments, offices of Parliament and non-departmental appropriations should be relevant to their performance in the 2009-10 financial year and their current operations.
Among MPs to take Mr. Barker up on his invitation to have a wide-ranging debate on the government's annual financial statements was the ACT Party's finance spokesman, Roger Douglas.
Mr. Chairman, in terms of income per person, if New Zealand was considered a state in the Anglo world, we would actually be 81st out of 82 countries. We'd be behind the Prince Edward Island, behind Tasmania, behind New Brunswick, and of these 82 countries, the only country where our per capita income, our income, is higher than is Wales. And you have to ask yourself, how did you get there? And you need to remember that 100 years ago, we were actually first. 50 years ago, we were in fourth or fifth position. And we might well ask, what the heck has happened since?
From macro to micro, as the debate ended its second phase, looking at the financial performance of individual departments in the 2009-2010 financial year.
The next on the list is the Department of Internal Affairs. Members, please turn to the Government Administration Committee. And the question is that the report on the Government Administration Committee on the 2009-10 Financial Review of the Department of Internal Affairs be noted.
Mr. Chair.
Rick Barker acknowledged a call from the Labor benches.
I call Chris Hipkins.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, this is a government that is completely out of touch with ordinary New Zealanders, and nothing illustrates that more than their upgrade of the ministerial BMW fleet at a time when they're asking other New Zealanders to stomach cutbacks in the services that are available to them. They're getting their cars upgraded so they can travel around and flash new BMWs while they're cutting public services and telling New Zealanders that they need to tighten their belts. And they can't even get their stories straight about it. They can't even get their stories straight about it. Because John Key, first of all, he says he didn't know anything about it. John Key didn't know anything about it. The first he ever heard about it was when his driver told him. So on the 15th of February, John Key signed it. John Key signed the deal. John Key signed it off.
Not once, but four times.
Four times John Key signed it off.
Labour's Chris Hipkins in the financial review debate, which ended shortly after 8:30. The bill received a third reading without further debate. Then it was back to the Marine and Coastal Area Takutai Moana Bill, nearing the end of its committee stage, with Rick Barker still in the chair.
Members, I feel someone should say Groundhog Day.
And someone did.
Groundhog Day.
And just for good measure, so did the ACT Party's John Boscawen.
Mr. Speaker,
I call the Honourable John Boscawen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're back, as you say, on Groundhog Day, debating the last debatable motion or debatable question, sir, in the committee stage of this bill.
Debate on the committee stage of the Marine and Coastal Area Bill ended at 20 past 9. The committee's report adopted on a vote of 62 to 57, and the bill's now ready for its third and final reading on Thursday. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.